Hello everybody, this is Miss Diana. I'm back again with another topic on Diana's Bedroom Talk. Okay, today is about how should a father treat his son? That's a good topic right there, y'all. I would like to know this, okay? There's any fathers out there that want to speak on it, I'm going to need you to come on in and give me a message. Leave me a message so we can talk about it. That's what I like to know. How should a father treat his son? Be a man. Be a father. Okay? That's the first thing. First thing. Be a man. Be a father. Okay. One. How to be a father, treat his son, as to work both sides. I'm not a man, so I can't answer all these questions out there. So if you a man and you want to come and let us know everything that what it is that how you supposed to treat your son, come on through. But the first one is work both sides. Okay. Two, understand your own father to be better understanding yourself. Understand your own father to better understand yourself. Wow, that's deep right there, y'all. Three, help your son understand the man cave. Because you girls, y'all women, y'all hear these men say, we got a man cave. We're going to make this one out the man cave. So, you know, they got to teach them kids, teach them boys. Help your son understand the man cave. This is getting good. And all I'm doing is just giving you the beginning things of, you know, I need a man come in here and tell us and show us how it's done. You can't really show us, but you can tell us how it's done. Okay, four, teach your son how to do. Teach your son how to do. How to do, you say? Well, how to what? Anything that a man's supposed to do. Work. Do the housework. Get haircuts. Learn about their bodies more. Because a woman... Really, well, I have taught my kids how to use the restroom, and they're boys, yes. I'll have to say 80% from the 20%, it was me. The 20%, I'll give it to their dad, yeah. Just the little time we was in his life. I would give that to him, just 20%. But still, I'm not a man, and I can't teach them everything about the manly part. So... I'm going to leave that for that. Five is give time. That's one big thing little boys growing up really want. It's to give time. They need that time from their daddy. They do. Six, build up the positives. You really do. You really, really do. I see that in my kids, and I see that in kids that's around, you know. When I'm in action of moving around, I see kids, and they really do. There's a lot of kids out here that needs that help. Build up the positivity in their own life and what they're doing, what they want to do. Because now the world today, we got to get these boys right so that they could be the next, what's his name? MLK, why would I want to say Muhammad Ali? I don't know, but the other one, Malcolm X. We want these kids, you know, to get up here and talk and not be shy and be positive in everything that they do. Seven, teach them guy stuff. Like I was saying, a woman can't teach the boy everything that's for a man to do. Because that boy is going to grow up to be a man. We sure don't want no little sweet plums walking around here. We want men in our family. We want our men, our boys turn into men, boys to men, okay? So that one day they can look back and say, this is what my father did for my mother, and she was happy, so I'm going to do the same to make my wife happy. And pray that they get to the wife's and husband stage, because some don't even get that far. And number 8, apologize. Fathers really need to apologize. Just because you as a man, you think you're supposed to always stand firm and be strong and not shed a tear, those boys need to see that. They need to see that even though you have a soft spot in your heart, a woman gonna love you even more when she sees that. You know, you go to a funeral and you don't cry. The woman probably like, what is wrong with you? You don't have no feeling or what? And then there's a time you could be in a relationship with your woman and y'all have an argument and you always the one that got to stand firm and strong and never, you know, have that soft-hearted part in you where you don't shed a tear. Or there could be a part where you're talking to your son and you're trying to be real strong and hard, stand fast. And, you know, that kid like, ooh-wee, can I cry or should I not cry? We need these kids to know that it's okay to have a soft spot. All men need a soft spot because that's what a woman is going to want, for a man to have a soft spot. So please, fathers, apologize to your boys. Apologize to your daughters. Apologize. What they need to do, what men really need to do, is be a mirror to their child. You don't want your kid to be just like you, but you want your kid to be better than you. Can I get an amen? Yes. We want our children to be better than us, not be us. We want them to rise where we could not rise before. We want them to do way better than where we are at right now. Because we probably, as when we were younger, said, okay, I want to be like our parent, but you know, your parent probably never said, I want you to be better than me. But you know, or some people got them kids where they say, you'll never be better than me. You can't do that. You shouldn't want to do this to your kids. You should always want to protect your child. You should always want to put your child first and make sure they have the best. Now, I'm not saying go buy big old gang systems and buy the richly biggest houses and always got to be taking them everywhere. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying be there for your kids, support your child, and want to do for them, as in be in their face. Do what you need to do with that child to let them know that you love them, that you're going to be here for them, that you're going to hug them when they cry, that everything's going to be okay. All you got to do, stand firm, put Jesus first, and keep moving. Ooh-wee, I like that. Okay. So now, that is all I have for today, was how should a father treat his son? Be a man, be a father. We're out. See y'all later.